Hayes. Born August 20th, 1919. Died September 14th, 1964. Oh, even the ghost that terrified me. Oh, I'm the specter that haunted me day and night with five short words. Sorry to let you go. Sorry to let you go. Sorry to let you go.
Miss Thompson, still warm. I'm sorry, Mr. Putman. Mr. Hayes is out of the office. Yes, that's right. Today's the 14th of July. Oh. Well, it's now on his calendar, but I'll remind him. Oh, Mr. Hayes, you just had a phone call.
Never mind, Sandy. I won't be taking any calls anymore.
What are you doing?
Cleaning out my desk.
You're fired?
The actual words were a little kinder. Sorry to let you go.
But Mr. Hayes, that's insane.
Oh, I'll have time to look around. There's 2 months' severance pay.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Well, a person could move out maybe to another person who did the job better, but to get fired because of a machine?
We live in a mechanical age. The new computer makes my job unnecessary.
Oh, that's scary. It gives me goosebumps. Oh, that could happen to all of us. Like the man from Mars taking over or something.
Oh, not quite that bad, Sandy. Now, let's see. Pictures of my wife, Louise. Son of ours. Daughter, Susan. Beth Kent. Fondly awarded by a grateful company on my 10th anniversary. An engraved ashtray, ditto of my 15th last year. And the key to the executive men's room.
Mr. Hayes.
Oh, come on, Sandy. It isn't that bad. Look, I'll take you to a farewell lunch and goodbye drink, huh?
You already have a luncheon date today. At Mario's. Mr. Portman's expecting you.
Yeah? Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten. Matter of fact, he's just the guy I ought to see. Maybe he'll have a job for me. I'll go over to Mario's now.
So the guy looked at his father-in-law and he said, "Why should I do this? She's a nice girl, never did me no harm." So maybe it's not that funny, but I get big laughs with it out of town.
That's a good story, Ed. I'm just not with it today.
Oh, maybe you need another drink.
No, no, thanks.
You got something on your mind?
What is it? Oh, nothing special. But I've been thinking of making a change in jobs, Ed. A few months ago, you mentioned something interesting at your shop. But
forget it. Pipe dream. You got new efficiency expert in with all gas. We're putting in the mechanical model.
Computers?
Yeah. Shove a card in, you get the answer to everything except the right address and telephone number. I mean, gals. But that wouldn't interest you.
What about your department, sales?
Oh, that's way below you. Why should you want to make a change anyhow?
Because I got fired today. I'm looking for a job.
Huh? You'll find a better one?
I hope.
Sure. I got to be making tracks. Oh, no. This one's on me.
Oh, let me get it. I'm on the rope yet.
I still pick it up. And I'll do you one more favor, Walt.
What?
Free advice from an old salesman. Don't tell anyone else you're out of a job.
Why not? It's no disgrace.
Maybe that you take a tip and play it smart. Don't carry your hat in your hand. Let them come to you. It's the only way you can get dough. In the dark time of life, that's what we got to have, Walt. Don't you ever forget it.
That's what Ed left me with. The beginnings of fear. I wasn't likely to forget how much my paycheck meant. Taxes, school fees, heat, water, commutation, and insurance. Yes, insurance on the house, on the cars, on the furniture, on hospitalization. And most important of all, on my life. Well, that ends too, with my job.
fishing would be very expensive, Mr. Hayes. I hope it can be avoided, and so do I. So why not wait a few weeks? As soon as you're employed again, undoubtedly, there'll be a new group policy. And if I'm not employed, automatically I'll convert to term life for you. Well, there'll be one comfort in it at least. The satisfaction of knowing I'm worth something, even if it's dead instead of alive. Oh, Mr. Swanson, if you should call me or get in touch with me at home, I'd appreciate it if you didn't mention to anyone that, my wife doesn't know about me yet.
Mr. Hayes, that's your business, not mine.
When I left Swanson's office, I could have gotten a 3:30 home, but I didn't. My regular train was a 6:02. I waited for that because I had a large decision to make. Would I tell my wife the truth or shouldn't I? How could she help me? And why should I add to her worries?
Well, the generator went out on the station wagon.
I
have to have it towed to the service station. Then I cab down here to the parking lot and picked up your car.
Oh, you poor darling.
Oh,
you sound as though it's been a bad day, huh?
Oh, Randall. You drive, dear.
Okay. Kids all right?
Life support. But the washing machine is making strange noises again. And the septic tank man says we need new fuel.
What's that going to cost?
Couldn't cut the gas because we can't get the nerve started. Cheer
up, it's only money.
Which we never have enough of. Oh, never mind. How is your day? And if anything went wrong, don't tell me, or I'll dissolve in helpless tears.
Well, it was just a run-of-the-mill day. Nothing special at all. Up to that little man. I wasn't going to tell Louise. I wasn't going to tell anyone I'd lost my job. Not till I found a new one. Then suddenly that cold, wrenching knot was back in my stomach.
Yesterday?
Yes, why?
Well, it was just that I had a call from the bank.
They say they're at the drone.
Why, that's ridiculous. I'll straighten that out with Charlie Northrop on Monday.
Well, there isn't anything wrong, is there?
Nothing wrong.
Well, you haven't seen yourself lately.
Well, I've been. Just been working too hard, that's all.
It's about time they paid you properly for it. Aren't you due for a loan?
Not this year. I should have told Louise then, but I couldn't. She could have married any one of a dozen successful men. I don't know. Most of them are still our friends. I couldn't admit to her or to them that I was a failure. So now I was no longer just afraid, I was desperate. There was one last straw to cut short. Ed Portman. I've been trying to reach him at his office. He was never in. I knew he was avoiding me. I also knew that sooner or later I'd find him at Mario's.
Sorry to let you go.
darling.
Am I going to live?
Yes, Walter. Thank heaven.
Oh, I even failed at both.
Hush, dearest. Don't talk like that. But why? Why would you do it, Walt?
Look, I didn't try to commit suicide, Louise. I thought of it. But I couldn't go through with it.
I know that, dear. I placed a lot together in the 4 days while they were operating on you and putting you back together.
Am I back together?
It'll take time. But you'll be just as good as new.
What did you mean? Why?
Why would you keep it to yourself? Just because you were let go, you think I or the children or your friends would ever let you
go? I'm used to it. You can't find a job. It's a machine age. No room for people anymore.
Don't say that, dear. The only thing that counts is people. If you trust them. I bet Jack Snow and Hank Jessup have jobs waiting for you. Right now.
Jobs aren't that easy. Today, you gotta fit the machine. Or be one.
Now, you listen to me, Walt Hayes. Don't you sell a machine short either.
What do you mean?
The machine is paying the hospital bills. But our expenses till you're ready to go to work. But the man who drove you off the road didn't stop. But they found him. And he's fully insured.
They found him. But how?
Well, there were tire marks. Smugglers have paid on our car. Some chrome ripped off yet and part of a license plate. A very modern police sergeant fed the clues into the computer. And they caught the driver in no time at all. But no matter how complicated they are or how efficient, machines have to be run by people. And people are the only thing that count. Oh, please, darling, please. You've got to unlearn that.
I'm sitting in the garden. It's the last day of my convalescence. Tomorrow, I go back to work. The irony is, I'll be programming, filing, and recording systems for computers. It so happens I've discovered, with my friend's help, that I have a very special talent for that. But as I watch Louise come across the lawn to me, I'm still nervous about it.
Well?
Yes,
darling? Rose is all ready to start cutting the grass. Then we can't get the darn machine started. Would you mind?
Fix a machine? No, darling, it would be a pleasure.
Chicago 60601.